Welcome to the Directed Life audio experience. This podcast exists to help creatives and entrepreneurs live a life directed by the Holy Spirit to flip the entertainment industry upside down. My name is Cap Chatfield. I'm your host. And today we're going to be talking about how to overcome creative block. Now, if you're a creative, if you're an author or an artist or a filmmaker or anything in between, you might have felt the very devastating feeling of having an idea or having a desire to put something out into the world, but feeling blocked, feeling like you can't manifest this thing, you can't get your head around it, you don't have the competency to make it happen or whatever it might be, but there's something that's blocking you from actually putting this thing out there. And as a creative personally, maybe you can relate to this, there is nothing more frustrating. Like for this podcast, for example, there's nothing more frustrating than wanting to start a podcast and feeling like there's something that you keep on hitting. There's a glass ceiling that you can't break through. And I want to give some encouragement to you today because A, you're not alone. I think every creative has felt that resistance at some point, but B, there is a way to overcome it. And I think that there's something we can pull from scripture actually in order to overcome this creative block and live a life of producing abundantly more than we could ask, think, or imagine because of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us, who desires to do that. And so today we're going to look at a very key piece of scripture when it comes to creation and the creation process. And it's found in the first book of the Bible. In fact, it's actually the first couple verses of the Bible, which should encourage you because in these two verses, you will see that God establishes himself as the creator. Like he could have established himself as, you know, the CEO of the universe, as sovereign king, as shepherd or Lord, but he chooses to reveal himself as a creator in this first part of scripture. And so we as creatives and entrepreneurs can really identify with him as we read this. But check this out. This is pretty cool. Verse 1 and 2 of Genesis chapter 1, it says this in the NLT version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. So again, what's really cool about this is, A, we see that God's a creator, but get this. This is huge. God created everything from nothing. I'm pausing for dramatic effect. I want you to really reconsider that. In fact, I'm going to say it again. God created everything from nothing. And if we are created in his image, we need to recognize that God wasn't overcome by creative block. God wasn't intimidated by not having the resource or not having the abundance around him to be able to create with. God created everything with nothing. And so you might be saying, well, that's great for God because he's God. He can do that. But what about me? I'm not God. I can't do that. But you have the power of the Holy Spirit inside of you if you're a believer. You have the access. You have access to the same Holy Spirit that was referred to right there who created everything. And so we should be encouraged. We shouldn't be discouraged. We should be encouraged that if God can create from everything and we have access to God, then we don't need to be fearful or victims of creative block. We can tap into something heavenly, divine, supernatural, and create something that we could never create in our own flesh. But there's three things that I think the scripture shows us that we need to do if we want to overcome creative block. The first thing is we need to acknowledge the void. I'm going to say that again. We need to acknowledge the void. And what that simply means is if you are experiencing creative block, acknowledge that you're experiencing creative block. Be real about it. Don't just like procrastinate and don't just dilly-daddle and all that sort of stuff. Because this is what can happen is when we experience creative block and we're pounding against this thing that's not allowing us to break through and actually create something valuable, what we can do is we can go to Instagram, we can go to YouTube, we can start just messing around, tinkering with things that don't actually produce value. And we're not actually breaking through. We're getting distracted with other things. So we're not acknowledging the void. We're actually avoiding the void. We're avoiding the void. It kind of rhymes. Don't avoid the void. Acknowledge the void. And this is really the simplest way that we can acknowledge the void. It's simply bringing it to Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Peter, cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. And so if you're a creative and you want to overcome creative block, do you think God is too small to handle your creative block? Do you think that God is too unloving and too unkind and too impatient to help you through something that you might think is insignificant? God reveals himself as a creator in the first couple of verses of the Bible. I think it matters to him that we also learn how to create and engage with him as a creator and ask for him to help us in that process. And so my first encouragement to you is make this a moment of worship. Make this a moment of simply crying out and asking God, I need your help. I'm acknowledging the void. I'm not going to avoid it. I'm not going to run to distraction. I'm inviting you into this process and I need your help right here. The second point is we need to depend on the Spirit. Pretty simple. And the reason why we know that the Spirit's important for the creation process is because it says right here in verse 2, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. So the Spirit of God was present in the void. If we acknowledge the void, if we acknowledge the creative block, and we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit who is omnipresent, he's always there. And if you're a believer, he actually lives inside of you. Acknowledge the void and call upon the power of the Holy Spirit for wisdom. For wisdom. You know what's interesting? In Exodus 31, Bezalel, the first creative mentioned, that's a human, creative, I say that because God's a creative, right? But the first human mention that's a creative, it says that he was given the spirit of wisdom or the spirit of God to create all of these different things. And so if you have the spirit of God, which if you're a Christian, you do, call upon him, tap into him, lean on him. He will give you wisdom through the void. He'll give you ideas that you can never dream up on your own. In fact, I want to share a quick story real quick. So my wife is a hairstylist. And she had some really cool dreams a while ago before she really knew that God was able to speak in dreams. And what she saw happen was God was speaking to her in her dreams about creative hairstyling techniques that she had never learned before from anyone. And she would wake up and go to work and she would ask her clients, hey, do you mind if I try this technique on you? And they'd say, sure. And she's doing things that even her peers, her other coworkers around her, they had never been taught that sort of technique before. God is in the business of giving you wisdom about things that you think are secular and don't really matter. He wants to teach you. He wants to give you wisdom. Call upon the Holy Spirit and even ask if he'll speak to you in dreams because he loves doing that. The third thing is we want to create with the word. Again, we want to create with the word. This is what it says in verse 3. Again, Genesis 1. Verse 3, it says, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Isn't this interesting? We have the Spirit of God and the Word of God. God speaks, and the Spirit of God is activated, and then all of a sudden, light is created, and we see after that, everything that we know in existence was created. And so creative or entrepreneur, I'm going to tell you that this is going to be so helpful for you. Get back in the Word of God. Do not neglect the Word of God. Because what can happen is when we're hitting creative block, we want to get distracted, go to Instagram, go to YouTube. I'm not saying that God won't speak to you in those places. But what I am saying is God will always speak to you in his Word. If you go to his Word, he will speak to you. He will give you wisdom and he will help you overcome this creative block. I can guarantee it. I'm in an interesting season right now as I'm building this business, as I'm helping with the church that I'm a part of and the building that we're building for this church. Man, there's so many things that I'm doing in this season and I can get lost. I can lose my direction. I can ask God, what do you want me to do in this season? How do you want me to operate in the situation? And there's a scripture that God took me to a little while ago that really was like the roadmap for where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. And it was the book of Daniel, really just the first couple chapters. And so whenever I find myself stuck, I always come back to those first couple chapters and I meditate on it and I pray about it. And God supernaturally realigns me with who I am, why I'm here, and where I'm going. And I gain clarity and I'm able to overcome the creative block that was once holding me back. So it's important. Create with the word. Get intimate with the word. Read the word day and night as David did. It says in Psalm 1 that he meditated on the word day and night. And if we do that, we will prosper in everything that we do. That's a promise. That's amazing. So let's do it. Let's be people that acknowledge the void. Let's not avoid the void. If you want to overcome creative block, acknowledge it and bring it to Jesus. The second point, we want to depend on the Holy Spirit. We want to rely on His strength. We want to rely on His wisdom. Call upon Him. You know, Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He's a person. He wants you to interact with Him. He wants you to communicate with Him. The third point, create with the Word. Fill your heart with the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal how the Word of God might play into your craft. And I'm telling you, if you do that, you're not just going to create really amazing work. You're going to create eternal work. You're going to create work that doesn't get forgotten year by year, like every, you know, best film at the Oscars or every best album. Nobody remembers the best album 3 years ago. Nobody remembers the best film 3 years ago. But if you create according to the Word, it'll be something that is celebrated and renowned from generation to generation. Amen. Guys, I hope you are blessed by that. And I hope you are encouraged that you can overcome creative block as soon as it comes your way. Again, those three steps, acknowledge the void. Number two, rely on the Holy Spirit, depend on the Holy Spirit. And point number three, create with the Word. God bless you guys. Thanks so much again for listening to the Directed Life audio experience. If you found this valuable at all, please, I would implore you, please share it with somebody that you think might need this. I firmly believe that God is raising up a generation of Daniels today, of creatives and of entrepreneurs who are called to go into the marketplace and to make a difference with their craft. And I want to do what I can personally to help equip those people. So please share it with somebody that you think might be encouraged by this. And also, if you wouldn't mind, leave a review on podcasts. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Please subscribe. Please subscribe to the podcast as well. Again, I'm just here to serve. I want to bring value. If you found like this wasn't valuable at all, then feel free to just not listen anymore. But if it was valuable, please, I would really, it means a lot if you would let me know how it has touched you or even questions that you might have. And I'll be sure to get back to those as soon as possible or maybe even make an episode out of it. So again, God bless you guys and keep on living directed.